Amazon's new convenience store is now open to the public. It's called Amazon Go, and yesterday customers lined up in downtown Seattle to get in after about a year's delay. The main selling point, how about no cashiers, no checkout lines, no need for a wallet, just bring your phone. Here to explain is our weekly guide to the world of tech, Recode. Jason Del Rey is senior editor for Recode. He covers Amazon. Hey, Jason.
Hey, Peter.
Some people are calling this a grocery store, but you've actually described it as like a 7-Eleven with a high-end makeover, and it's high-tech, too. How does it work?
Sure. So you have to download a special Amazon Go app. You scan it on your way in, and then the promise after that is you select whatever you want, a sandwich, a drink, a bottle of wine even, and you can just walk out of the store and you're automatically charged to your Amazon account for the item or items you've selected.
Okay, and let's back up just a little bit. You say you walk in, but you're literally walking through some sort of thing that looks like a subway station turnstile, then it reads the app and then it knows who you are.
Yeah, it's not the prettiest look today. It does look like a sort of a high-end turnstile. And as you mentioned, you know, the store, some people are describing it as a grocery store. I think if you think that, you'll be disappointed. You're not going to find a big selection of fish and produce and vegetables, but it is sort of like a high-end 7-Eleven meets, you know, a modern sandwich shop.
Huh.
You can find things for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and you will find, you know, a variety of other sort of packaged goods in an 1,800 square foot store footprint. So it's, not too big.
Yeah, it's kind of, obviously it's a prototype, and I'm just wondering what kind of problems they came across, because, you know, I'll admit this, I've been guilty of going to a grocery store, like taking a jar of salsa off the shelf, thinking I want it, and then, you know, like 10 minutes later, I realize I don't want it anymore. I sheepishly put it back in the wrong place.
Sure.
You know, that sort of thing happens in stores all the time. How does Amazon account for that?
Right. So they're not talking a lot about the reason for the year delay. They originally said they were going to open up to the public early 2017. But things I've learned in my reporting, one is, you know, if someone came in with a child along with them and the two of them split up, that would be an issue because you have two different people with only one account. They say they've solved for that. And the way they solve, you know, what you talked about, picking up one item, putting it on another shelf. There are sensors and cameras all over the store. You know, you don't see them unless you look for them, which is mostly on the ceiling and in the back of the shelving area. They say they've gotten really good at that. I haven't seen – it's only been open a day or two, so we'll see. But I've been combing social media and review sites trying to find people who've come across issues. Nothing yet.
You said something important. There are cameras all over the store. So here's another example of a huge tech company knowing exactly what we're doing at all times and gathering tons of information about our personal habits. Does that put anybody off?
I'm sure it puts some people off, for sure. You know, the onus is on them. I'm not sure if they would put it like this, but to prove that the value the customer is getting is worth, you know, what some might consider an invasion of privacy. I asked them specifically, is there any specific, you know, privacy sign-off that customers have to give you that's different from previously because of the cameras? And they said it's pretty standard, you know, privacy policy. And what a lot of people don't realize is some, you know, many retail stores have cameras. Difference here is hundreds of them in one location.
Huh. Another big question people are asking. Back in August, Amazon bought Whole Foods for about $13 billion. People are wondering, is this what Whole Foods looks like down the road?
Right. So the initial answer from Amazon is no, no plans for that. I think that's a smart question and something I wouldn't be shocked to see eventually. I think the scale, though, of Whole Foods stores and the scale of assortment they have make that sort of a monumental challenge to crack. I think what we'll most likely see before that are more Amazon Go stores. And you can envision a world where these are sort of blanketing the country, maybe even that, before we see this rolled out to the size stores and that Whole Foods has.
Right. And also a world potentially without cashiers. And there are not cashiers working the registers here like you would see in a normal store. How's Amazon responding to the labor side of this?
So they're saying that, yes, there are no cashiers, but we being Amazon, are creating new jobs. There's someone greeting you at the front entrance. There's someone checking your ID in the wine and beverage section. And then there's a kitchen where I saw on my visit at least six people, putting together fresh sandwiches and other sort of ready-to-eat items. The truth is, I don't know how many of those are real new jobs compared to other convenience or grocery stores. This is something they're going to have to contend with over and over again. I saw just on Twitter responses to my article, maybe a quarter of them were, wow, this is the end of jobs. Yeah. So that's a constant question. Right. That's not going away.
All right, Jason Del Rey, senior editor of Recode. Thanks very much.
Thank you.